Hello there, folks. So I just wanted to have a sort of quick rant about a real-world trend that I've picked up on, which is I think it's a bit of a problem. And so I'm a bit of an outdoorsy type. I spend a lot of time. I've got a little scrappy terrier, and I'm out and about in the woods and along the coast and stuff quite a bit. And the other day I was in the woods, and I saw this gigantic beast of a dog come bounding over. I've never seen anything like it. And of course, the owner was nowhere in sight, and it came over and it started to get a bit leery with me and my dog. So I picked up my dog, and then it started to jump up, trying to get a hold of my dog. And then I have to lift my dog above me head, and then this monstrous thing, it starts launching itself off its back legs into me, trying to knock me to the ground to get a hold of my dog. And eventually, and I'm standing there and I'm hoping that when the owner eventually arrives, it's going to be like a big strapping lad with a chain wrapped around his knuckles, and he's going to crack this thing over the back of the head. And it goes on, and the dog's getting more aggressive. And then, of course, the owner does arrive, and it's like a 5'6" blonde woman who must weigh about 8 stone or something. It's like this petite little blonde thing comes trotting over, and she sees what's happening, and she starts going, having a meltdown and screaming and shouting at this bloody beast of a dog that she's got. And I'm telling her, can you get this thing on a lead? I'm on YouTube, I'm not going to swear. Can you get this thing on a lead and get it on a lead now? And then, of course, she's got it in a harness. So she grabs a hold of the harness of the dog, and then the dog just runs along, brings her to the floor, and she's getting dragged along the floor by the dog. That's how much of a powerful thing it was. So the dog shakes her off and then comes back and starts launching itself at me again. And the woman's rolling around on the floor, she's going, having a complete meltdown. And here's the thing. As soon as I saw the behavior of the dog, I knew it was going to be have a female owner. I knew she was going to be on her own, and a little bit of projection here, but she's probably going to be single as well. And so this is the trend that I've picked up on. I hope that it was like a big strapping lad and this was just a mistake, but no, once again it was a woman on her own. Who has this gigantic beast of a dog that she can't control. And I knew that because it's about the seventh time that this has happened. And I've seen it time and time again, they can't control these dogs, and the dogs are getting really aggressive, and you can tell by the attitude of a dog. The reason why I knew it was going to be a female owner is because the dog's sort of character changes between being this big dopey bouncy thing, and then on a dime it'll change and become really aggressive. And dogs under men don't tend to be like that. And I know that I'm going to have the trad-fems outbreak in me balls, saying I'm blaming the fall of Western civilization on women and all of that. Look, let's just park that to one side. Because what we're seeing here, I think, is a trend where we've got this, it's like a little window, and we've got this increasingly atomized society. Relationships between men and women are breaking down, and you end up where a woman goes to work all day, and then she's sitting at home alone, and she's drinking a bottle of wine and watching Netflix or whatever on the night time. And in this is just my opinion, but these dogs are kind of like stand-in men and husbands. And I know people say, well, they're actually substitute children. But I think that's the case when they've got the little cute ones that they carry around and do their hair and everything. I think when you're talking because we're talking Rottweilers, Alsatians, and this one the other day, I'd never even seen anything like it before. I had to look it up on the internet. And it's called a Cane Corso. And when you look at the background, it was bred by Italian farmers, and it's used by the Italian army. And and on the websites, it's got 1 star for trainability, for one lousy star out of 5 on how suitable this is to be trained by a normal person. It's a dog for the police, and a dog for it can take down a wild boar, for crying out loud. So the point is, like, I just want these. I'm not blaming the fall of Western civilization on women when you say these things. I'm just asking for a bit of bloody common sense. The women cannot exercise any control over these dogs because they don't have the authority, and they don't then have the physical power to wrestle the dogs off other people. I mean, God almighty, what happens if one of these things gets a hold of a kid? And but it's in a way, I do understand, this is the thing, I do understand what's going on here. Let's park all of the social problems aside and let's just look at this where they feel a bit vulnerable because there's not a man around. They go out and get a big dog. All right, fair enough. But even then, don't go for one of these things. The problem is they've gone way overboard. I think a woman on her own should be looking to get something like a Labrador. It's big enough, you'll get a bit of protection. It'll look after you, it'll keep your feet warm when you're at home at night. But these gigantic fighting dogs are absolutely ridiculous, I think. I cannot. They're going to have a bit of common sense here, girls. We're going to have to bring this back to into reality here, okay? I'm not having a go. Let's just be sensible about these choices of dogs that we're getting, eh, girls? Christ's sake.